Well, the opposition to Judge Roy Moore by the left, the rejectors of absolute truth, the political establishment, and others, has been ongoing and unrelenting, frankly, for years. Yet the judge has not backed down. Personally, I've never seen him apologize for his faith in God, nor has we've heard in the last segment his unequaled knowledge and really his strong defense of the Constitution and the biblical principles that undergird it. So while the opponents try to attack the man, Roy Moore, I personally would submit that the real opposition of the opponents are to the values and the beliefs held by the U.S. Senate candidate, Roy Moore. And it's on that side of the equation that those who are supporting him gravitate so strongly to him. Rich Hobson is campaign manager for Roy Moore in his Senate race, is with us today. And Rich, I want to go back to you with this first question. The judge, as I've just said, is known for his beliefs in God. He doesn't back down for that. His unswerving defense of the Ten Commandments in the past as the legitimate moral law underpinning our U.S. justice system is there, and he doesn't back down from that. But you are somebody who's worked closely with him. As somebody who's run statewide in Pennsylvania, myself, I've had a campaign manager. I know how that campaign manager understands the candidate. And I want to ask you something here right now. As you've been able to observe not just the man, Judge Moore, but when we switch to values evaluation here, what value or moral statement perhaps made by the judge over the years perhaps has been most attacked and has seemed to have provided more energy for those who don't like him, perhaps, in anything else? Is there one issue that he's undertaken or one statement that he's made that would stand out to you?
Well, yes, sir. And I've known him since 93. I've worked with him since 2000, so I do know him very well. And I'm more of the, because I've known him, because I believe in everything that he does, that's why I'm the political guy with him. So I'm not really a political guy from way back. But what would stand out would be, of course, first of all, the acknowledgement of God. You know, his stand on Ten Commandments, which was the actual acknowledgement of God. But then his stand for traditional marriage, I guess because of the times, the way that the world has been moving, which is not in a great direction, that has seemed to have brought the most fire and the most opposition to him. But actually, those things would be the two dings on his resume, would be his stand for acknowledging God, his stand for traditional marriage between a man and a woman. And I would take those two things on my resume any day, because that is a man of great faith. And I guess what would sum it up would be, he is a man who acts the same way on a Monday morning as he does on a Sunday morning. And really, he would also say that that's what we're all supposed to do as Christians. So what he has done is nothing special. He's just stood where he's been.
My question is relative to a CNN article that was out not too long ago, and I want to read a portion of this and then get your comment. It said this, and I quote, "Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore suggested earlier this year that September 11th, 2001, the terrorist attack, might have been because the United States has distanced itself from God." The article goes on to say, Moore, a hardline conservative running against fellow Republican and incumbent Senator Luther Strange in a runoff primary race, made the comments in February during a speech at the Open Door Baptist Church. A video reviewed by the CNN's K-File shows this. The article goes on to say, Moore, the former Chief Justice of Alabama, quotes verses from the Old Testament's book of Isaiah, which have been used by some fringe elements of Christianity to suggest the Bible prophesied the attacks. And I quote from Isaiah 30, "Because you have despised his word and trust in perverseness and oppression, and say thereon, therefore this iniquity will be to you as a breach ready to fall, swell out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant." Then, after quoting that, the article says that Moore said, "Sounds a little bit like the Pentagon, whose breaking came suddenly at an instant, doesn't it?" End quote. Now, you know, certainly we would agree with Judge Roy Moore that the United States of America has turned its back upon God, and that it's possible that many of the things that we are facing in this nation today could be a part of God working to get our attention and maybe even some judgment. But where I'm going with this is that Judge Moore feels very comfortable in holding the Bible and quoting from Scripture, not only in his daily life, but in his public life. It's clear that the media doesn't like the judge's values and his belief in God or in the Bible. So have articles like this one and others affected the campaign and the people's view of Judge Roy Moore, thinking that he is more qualified or less qualified to be a candidate for the United States Senate?
You know, we are in the great state of Alabama, and I am thankful that we have a great Christian population here in Alabama. I'm a Christian who served in government. Judge Moore is a Christian who has been an elected office holder in the state of Alabama, and he's a man who serves that way. He does not separate his Christian life from the worldly life. He is a Christian man, and that's exactly how he performs his duty. So the Christians are brothers and sisters in Christ across the state and across the nation, but they like that. I mean, it's a great example of how we're supposed to act. Mm-hmm. However, his detractors, they do not like that, and that would be of the world. And I would say that that's written in the Old Testament, New Testament as well. Mm-hmm. But you know, his greatest speeches are in churches. But really, if he's on an interview no matter where, or if he's talking to a group no matter who, he's acknowledging God.
Amen.
And he's not separating. He's not living a dualism type of life. And truly, I believe that's what we're all called to do. And Judge Moore would say the same thing.
Rich, let me ask you this, and before I ask, I want to comment. One of the things I've appreciated about Judge Moore is the same thing I appreciate about Franklin Graham. It does not take being in their presence, either one of them, very long before they go right to the Scriptures, right to the gospel, right to the truth. And so what you just said about Judge Moore, I have seen to be true every time I've been around him, and it's something about which I have great respect for him.